Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ken Krall. The public is invited to a roundtable on climate change Saturday in Woodruff. Dr. David Barnhill, the past director of environmental studies at UW Oshkosh, will be the keynote speaker.
We'll start out with an overview of the many dimensions of climate change, and there's lots of them. And then we'll open it up to discussion to see what topics that the public want to talk about. And we'll go from there.
Barnhill says he'll speak on the global impact of climate change.
Actually, it's just much worse than most people realize. But also what's happening here in Wisconsin. We'll also talk about the political situation and the difficulties we're facing as far as getting governments to do what they need to do. On the more positive side, we have some really good progress with renewable energy becoming a whole lot less expensive, cost competitive.
He says they'll discuss what individuals can do to make change. Part of the Green New Deal is to have a net zero effect of carbon emissions by the year 2030. Barnhill says he hopes the public will stop by and participate in the roundtable. The Vilas County Democratic Party is hosting the event from 2 until 4 p.m. at the headquarters on Elm Street near the Highway 47 and U.S. 51 intersection. And several farm organizations have launched a grassroots movement in hopes of seeing federal action on climate change. And as Mike Moen reports, they're urging Wisconsin farmers to take part.
Member groups of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition are circulating an online letter in English and Spanish for farmers to sign. In Wisconsin, the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute is getting the word out. The Institute's Margaret Crome says there isn't a specific proposal they're pushing for with this effort. They just want to see action.
This letter doesn't articulate a slate of specifics. This is what we want. This is what it's a first, a statement. This matters. Please understand that it matters.
Despite the broader message in the letter, Crome says the industry has plenty of suggestions for adopting policies that would both address climate change and assist farmers. Those include expanding existing conservation programs and providing more funding to help farmers be resilient in the face of these changes. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
The pursuit of trout is a popular activity in Wisconsin, and there's now a long-range plan to keep the fishery sustainable. The Natural Resources Board recently approved its first statewide trout management plan. The plan provides a direction for inland trout management in Wisconsin and will be in effect until 2029. Fisheries biologist Justin Haglund says there are four goals of the plan, including protecting, enhancing, and restoring sustainable cold water aquatic habitats and ecosystems, restoring trout populations using best science to guide decisions, and to keep open communication with fishers of all types. Haglund says one principal concern emerged from the public.
The major concerns was water quality, threats to our cold water ecosystems, and that's something that we felt was also important. It's something that definitely came out in the plan, and hopefully we can, collaborate with other programs, not only fish management, but on the water quality side of things, help ourselves when it comes to water quality.
He says anglers often talk about the regulations on specific water bodies, but he says they leave that to local fisheries experts. Haglund says trout fishing also brings anglers from out of state, especially in the Driftless area in southwestern Wisconsin. Hyundai USA says it will appeal a $38 million jury award to a Racine County man who was paralyzed in a car crash. The car maker was found mostly responsible for 67-year-old Edward Vanderventer's injuries in an accident in Caledonia. Vanderventer's spinal cord was severed when his car was rear-ended. His lawyers convinced the jury that the injuries were caused by the design of the headrest in his 2013 Hyundai Elantra. The judgment was returned Wednesday. And Marshfield police are scratching their heads about a strange traffic accident earlier this week. Monday at about 6:45 p.m., a woman was driving on a city street when she hit a toilet. She told investigators she didn't see it until it was too late. Officials say two toilets were intentionally placed in the middle of each lane of traffic. The impact with the toilet disabled the SUV the woman was driving. She wasn't hurt, and police haven't released her name. Forecast for the rest of the day, sunny with a high near 11, wind chills between 10 and 20 below zero. Tonight, increasing clouds, temperature rising to about 11 by dawn. Saturday, a slight chance of snow, cloudy, high near 31. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 19. That's the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Krall.